you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the rightstuff.biz.
Oh, time for one of the best cases of Monday, of the Mondays ever. It's the Daily Show 1181.
Pretty sweet.
And we got some mic check stickers from Antelope Hill.
Awesome.
They sent through the other day, and some little ones here. So
nice.
Sticker gang, rise up.
Yeah.
I also sent some, I don't know, I got this big tube. Is this a Hitler painting, I think? Is that...
I
don't know.
I can't see it.
I like that.
It might be. It might be his. Yeah, it kind of... I got a Hitler painting. Like, well, I have a print of one.
I think that's what the signature says. Of course, this...
Yeah, no, it does look like it does
Of course,
that.
This, Der Fuhrer, I mean...
Are these from our friends?
These all came from Antelope Hill last week. I meant to bring them to your house Saturday, but I forgot.
Okay, cool.
I forgot because I was worried about.
I'm
like,
definitely going to put this
just
like,
trying to figure
right
out which
in
kind of
the living room, like right, like frame.
This is a good one. This is a good one. We got to prep in the car print.
Living room, like just
this one. I got to hang up here. I got to frame this and hang it up somewhere. That's funny.
Yeah, that one's cool.
My terrible, like my grunge art. You know, I took the picture of a Subaru and fucked it up.
See, I actually have. I have
Painovich and Voskovich.
Okay,
another good one. Good prints. I don't think Hitler did this one, but.
No, actually, it's one of his lesser known.
Yeah. That's the one that flunked him out of art school.
Yeah, they were like, what is this?
Oh, and then...
that is called the origin of the word. I have that framed in my bedroom, actually.
I didn't notice this one before.
Yeah, I have that one framed in my bedroom.
Better than that, like... And it's better than that faggy Rube in the Rockefeller painting. Yeah. Like, it's like, no, like, this guy's stating an opinion that matters.
Yes, this would actually be a Adolf good Hitler. Way to counter that meme, was have Hitler doing this. Get this picture of him and use it as
that's good.
Meme, and he's
should
like,
look for that
"No,
line.
Here's the point."
Yeah,
you can. This is called, I think, in the beginning there was the word or the origin of the word. I forget the name of the painter, but I have it in this same size because nice and tasteful. It's not huge,
it's
not
nice.
Overblown. Just hanging in a nice frame picture on my bedroom wall.
That's from Antelope Hill. I forgot if the writing competition is still happening, but if you go to the Antelope Hill website, is it over?
15th, yeah.
And then you can use TRS5 to get 5% off your order. That's in lowercase TRS5. All kinds of, they got all kinds
and
of
and as I was saying, like, definitely more people.
Is this a new, they didn't leave a note. Is this like a new business they're in? Are they printing posters out for you to purchase? I don't know
apparently
if these are for
they're
sale.
Printing stuff.
I mean, they just printed, was this
I
just,
don't know.
Was
maybe
this
just
for
a
me?
Gag. Like, yeah. Maybe
mic check
thing.
Stickers are very funny.
These are funny. I kind of want one with the backwards hat. One that I still just use for my Twitter. I was changing it every week, but then I just stopped changing it because I kind of like that one. But I'm like, I like to imagine that I actually look like that. I don't, but.
So now
that guy
done.
Has eyebrows and I don't.
Now it's done. Can we turn the show off and go outside?
Why? Because it's nice out.
Just so
it's
fucking nice.
Really
out.
Nice out. It's really nice.
It's actually supposed to be too nice today. It's supposed to be like hot. I like want to actually go outside.
Yeah.
And,
no. We,
and then
we've, like,
and then desperately
over,
find a way to do something that makes me cool.
We've like skipped over the part of the year where it's nice and balmy out, where it's like a nice 60, 70 degrees with like a light breeze.
It's supposed to be like 85.
Smells springy. Oh,
this
out,
morning I went back. I finally went back to my walk. I'll work back up to jogging again soon. But man, it was like 60. It was perfect. I didn't need any sort of like protective gear from like elements.
Yeah,
I could just walk like freely. I don't have to wear like a. I always when it's cold, I always wear like a gaiter that I breathe into, so it keeps the air warm because breathing the cold air might make you sick. I don't have to wear a hoodie, just or like a windbreaker.
Skull mask gator?
No, because it just comes to here. I could get the full mask, I guess, but
no. But you don't even have a skull on it.
Because
a lot of times
you
guys have just skulls on their gator.
No, I don't have that. I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to like convince myself that I'm intimidating anyone when I'm outside.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I had no idea they were sending these. That's funny. That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah,
I should like just like stick this directly on the wall.
Yes,
like in my office.
You need you need like an on air light that while you're doing mic check, you flip it on and the red light illuminates the sticker.
Yeah,
and now it's like you're like a, it's like a real. I think that's good. Like, well, that's like a tax write off.
Jamie ordered from she ordered from somewhere on Amazon, like a Palestine flag jigsaw puzzle. And I guess it was like made in China or something, because it was not packaged the way like ones that are sold around here are packaged. However, we put it together. She mostly did it. I did like maybe 10% of the work, but did put it together. And it was actually a very, it was actually a high quality puzzle. The pieces were like
high status puzzle,
because it was basically like you could just pick it up once you're done. You can pick it up and hold it. And now you could like take it and because they really stick together tightly, and it's not just shitty cardboard. It's like some kind of like balsa wood or something. I don't know.
Fancy.
You could put like tape on the back of it, and I just want to like hang that on the wall behind my, you know. All right. But anyway.
All right. But, so where are we gonna go here? Which tea holes are we gonna plumb? Or
well, we were having a conversation before we started recording, and now I forget it.
Well, I was getting my coffee.
What was the lead in?
I think the lead in was all of the conservatory bloviation happening right now.
Conservatives bloviating about wanting to go beat up college protesters.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely.
Yeah. Cool. My suggestion to the protesters is what you need to do. You need to wave some BLM flags. And then just all these cops, like their knees will immediately hit the dirt.
That's true. That's very true.
I got to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised if there were like some BLM flags of these things, but I haven't really seen any. But I know when we went down to Washington in October, there was a trans lady, that trans black woman that started attacking us, and she had all the flags. But she wasn't really there for Palestine. From what I understood, she was there all
she
the time.
She had a literal tea hole.
Well, she was basically saying, like, she was doing, like, Donald Trump hates democracy or something. And I was like, dude, like,
I love democracy.
Nobody fucking cares about that. Like, I was just like.
Love it. I can't wait to vote in November.
It was literally like Orange Man bad shit, which is actually really stupid too. Like, not that Orange Man is good,
he's bad.
Not for the reasons you say. Not in the way.
Like, all your reasons for thinking he's bad are wrong.
Well, they actually are wrapped up in these dumb court cases. Like, they care about. I don't know. It's just. It's actually quite. I maintain that, like, yes, like, the low status conservative is highly annoying, but I'll be honest. If you go and talk to, like, high status Democrats, like, you'll hate them too. They also suck.
Oh, it's all the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, they're also retarded.
I have the same repulsive fucking. I have the same revulsion to both of them. I hate them all.
And the way they talk about, like, the stuff they talk about Donald Trump being. It's like, you're just, like, you legitimately are pretending that you give a fuck that he paid off a hooker. Like, fuck you. Like, nobody cares about that shit. Like, it's also
sort of like the thing that annoys me about them is like failing to just acknowledge the fact conservatives have nothing and they lose. Like, why are you actually pretending these people are serious? Why are you doing that?
The only thing I'll push back on that a little bit is that, like, there are some things that conservatives win on. They're just not things related to, like, immigration or culture, but, like, taxes and healthcare and shit.
It's anything that the base actually wants.
That's exactly right. What they don't understand is the conservative.
That's just like, yeah. I've been tricked.
Well, they think they win when they have, like, a loophole they can run and hide from whatever's going on. Like, if they're allowed to escape, so they think, by leaving a certain area or doing. Or stopping engaging in this activity and doing something else, it's like an end around. They think they've won. It's like, no, you're just working around your L's.
Neither of these two sides, both of them are retarded, even though in terms of like actual intelligence and education, liberals are obviously like just in terms of raw IQ power and going to college or whatever, like more like they're smarter. They're not necessarily smarter politically. But what neither bought inside gets is like the government is a system. The policies are set. Like, the policies are decided on. They are not decided on in a democratic way. What you think and what you want doesn't really have an input. And so you're mad about, like, healthcare, and you're going to blame Republicans. It's like, that's just a policy. Like, the kayfabe is there to sell the policy overall. And, like, you know, they think that, like, they think there's actually some, like, upswing of, like, a fascist, anti-democratic movement behind Donald Trump that's going to, like, take away everybody's rights. It's going to, like, kick immigrants out and may put women back in the Handmaid's Tale or whatever. And it's just, like, none of that's real. Like, there are certain things you like that are absolutely part of normal policy, and they're going to stay that way. Like, all the anti-racist shit, all the immigration crap, like, none of that's going anywhere. Donald Trump didn't do anything about that either. And the Israel stuff, like, again, you can't budge the system on that because that's the policy. That's what they do. But, you know, the protest thing, I got to say this. So our buddy Lewis, he sent me a message a couple days ago where he went on. He does smart stuff sometimes. He does, like, things I don't necessarily think about doing. What's that?
Every now and then, the guy has a half a
I'm not mean it that way. I meant, like, he'll look at stuff that I didn't think to look
at. Okay, yeah.
So he went to look at the University of Austin subreddit. Oh. And he wanted to see what the kids were saying.
That's what the internet really is now, Reddit. Another thing that I said, like, months ago that people made fun of me for.
Well, the internet is Reddit. Like, yeah, if you want to use the amount of the internet is Reddit. Like, the internet is, like, Twitter, Reddit, and, like, Facebook. And I don't even... Facebook is part of it anymore, but that might not
Facebook,
be.
There's nothing going on Facebook.
And, like, Discord or just, like... The internet is just, like, whatever. It's just a few apps. But, so he goes on the subreddit to look at what the students are saying. And he sees that what they were saying to each other, which is very different, which is that, like... The protests... And this is something I've been saying. The protests, one... First of all, like, I'll be honest... They're not very big. They are peaceful. And he even described to me what the students were saying was something like an ambush set by the police.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, they were not, they had not been violent. And then the police waited for them to start, set up their camp, start protesting, moved in, told them to disperse, blocked them from dispersing, and then arrested them.
That sounds familiar.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, that sounds that's exactly the kind of shit cops fucking do. That's exactly what pigs do. Say disperse. Yeah, Charlottesville's like, you have to disperse. Like, we can't disperse because anarchists rioting. Like, LOL, we don't care. Either walk into the rioting anarchists or get arrested. Okay, or just both. It's like, why not both?
Yeah, like, a lot that of people explains are just why. I saw this, like, Twitter thread where they were discussing how to deal with being kettled by the police, like how to break through and all that. And I'm like, huh, I wonder what's going on the campuses right now.
I saw some. Again, you got to have a little bit of admiration for them. But I do. But then the thing is, I do remember, honestly, that on Charlottesville, like, there were people doing some of the same stuff. Like, because it's just that the actual suppression against us after Charlottesville and the court cases and the infighting and all that stuff, it broke people's will to do anything like this. But people were willing to do stuff like this at that point. Like, they had all, like, locked arms. And they saw the police coming, and they were just like, all right, everyone hold. And the police came in, and they just beat the crap out of everyone. And it's like, again, mm-hmm. like a bunch of people standing there with arms locked are not being violent. They're just standing someplace. And the whole point is that the reason that the Jews put pressure on these colleges to ban from campus things that would ordinarily be accepted, which is just a bunch of college kids protesting some cause.
Yeah.
On the campus green, they're like, this one in particular is not allowed.
Yeah.
So the cops go in, and they go after them. And they're more worried about it, not because it's, like, huge and violent, because there is no violent chaos engulfing our nation right now on the street. I mean, other than the normal just, like, nigger shit, right? There's no, like, massive riots in the middle of the city. Shit's not burning. Molotov cocktails aren't being thrown. If you watch conservative media, you'd think there was. But there's not. This is college kids on campuses, where liberal protest is a matter of daily life, a matter of course, happens all the time. No one gets shut down. No one gets attacked. You main, like, the kids that don't like it walk by it and don't care. And what's funny is watching some of the protesters themselves, they also don't get it. Because they're like, what are you... They're like, the media's saying that we're saying we want to kill all the Jewish kids. Like, no one's saying anything like that. And no, right. Like, that's true. Like, no one is saying anything like that. And they're shocked that, like, Jewish kids are going to news cameras and just lying and telling people.
Well, you're learning, like, today, I guess. I mean,
that, like, these protesters are telling me that they want to kill all Jews, and it's like, and they're like, nobody said anything like that, and they're just
they're surprised by that.
They are shocked by it, dude.
Well, it's the James Franco first time.
Yeah, you got to remember, these are 18 to 20 year old people that are, like, don't know what the fuck is going
on. This is what they do when something they don't like is happening. Yeah. They're like, oh, you're trying to kill all of us.
Yeah,
because they're just highly, they're, like, very conscious of the fact, like, that's probably the only.
Well, they know that's where this is. It's
like, that's where everybody does. Like, that's the. You want to talk about, like, the, what is it, like, that Sonic and Tails movie? Which was it, Knuckles? Like, talking about the tribe's been through a lot. It's like, yeah, your tribe's been through, like, everyone tries to kill you all the time because you're awful.
Yeah, but a lot of that is also, like, I know, it's a lot of that. It's just like you do that shit until it becomes a thing. But even that shit is like exaggerated because we've gone through all the historical Jewish exaggerations of their own fucking. It's like we exaggerating being oppressed like 109 times, but like more than that, like 6 million times. But yeah, no, it's quite. I mean, there was that one Borza and I did where that fucking Jew outside of Columbia University was pretending he got hit in the rock.
Yeah,
he got hit in the rock with a. I did it fucking again.
Hit in the rock with a head.
He got hit in the rock.
What about like
Laura
Loomer pretending someone smacked her in the face with a flag?
Right, it was like the bare corner of a flag, like snapping in the wind, like brushed her cheek. I was just assaulted with a flag.
She really is great. Just put her on the front of everything. She is just the worst.
Yeah.
Like you want a fucking like a credibility vacuum? Just put Laura Loomer out in front of your cause. She is just awful.
Well, actually, briefly, that dumb thing she did worked on like a bunch of like rightoids that were free speech is important.
Oh, that
like even if I don't like Israel, like anybody should be able. And like, dude, you guys understand she's lying, right? Like nobody hit her with a flag. You understand that, right? That she's just making it up. Like that's just bullshit. Anyway, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for people to realize this. And it'll be interesting for those of you that still, I know talking to boomers, it's like you might as well fucking like smash your face through a plate glass window. But like a lot of people do talk to boomers. And I know this because I talk to our guys a lot and they always are complaining about talking to various boomers in their life. And people are just going to do it. Just tell them if you feel like it, you know, actually, this is nothing like BLM. These are not riots engulfing cities. This is not looting. There's not stores being smashed, fires are not being set, like convenience stores not being ransacked by niggers. And in fact, if they had just let them go, they would just be peaceful campus sit-ins. And so
lately protesting and ethnic cleansing.
Yes.
And you've got Americans talking about how much they want to see those people get their faces smashed. What level of just ghoulish barbarian behavior are
it's
you
also
on?
Impotent. There's something. It's even more disgusting because it's impotence. It comes out of a sense of impotence and powerlessness where it's like you're fucking the people shitting on you have finally for once like shit on somebody who you see as someone you don't like and you're eagerly like lining up. It just disgusts me on such a fundamental level. It's like these people, the people that are one, they're actually doing like an ethnic cleansing. Okay, first of all, but two, these people also fucking hate you and oppress you and shit on everything about you and everything that you're about all the time. They mock you constantly. And then just because, like, some college kids are protesting the fact they're actually killing tens of thousands of people and trying to kick them all out of the cities that they live in, your sheer, like, cowardly impotence leads you to just, like, bloviate about, like, wanting to be one of the ones to kick their ass. It's like, fuck off. Like, you they just, like, the ultimate in cowardice. It's just, it's actually, like, these people are worms. They're disgusting. Like, they're exposing, like, the fleshy, filthy, disgusting, infected white underbelly of, like, the, you know, just, I don't know. They're just awful. I hate them.
Yeah. I was seeing them talking about how they want to volunteer to help the police do this.
So and, of course, it,
the other thing that they're doing. It's like how
the police
short
don't
are memories?
Want you because you're fat and stupid.
Yeah, well, actually, they like are how too, short so. Are your memories here? Like, because they'll do the bit where they say, "Oh yeah, we'll try that in a small town. Try that over here in Missouri." And I'm like, "Oh, bro, try Missouri. Here's some video of your police chiefs in Missouri bowing to BLM. Here they are on their fucking knees."
So what does that say about you? That like, what does that say about this country and everything? And it's like, so. You like violent, absolutely like violent suppression will go down against a relatively small number of people protesting genocide. Yet police will kneel to like just like I said this on Twitter and it got some because it was a clever little thing. I was like, so pigs who kneeled for rioters are like rioting against people that are kneeling. Like that's what's happening. And you know, I'm not trying to like downplay these protests, and they do seem to be growing. But they're growing because of they're getting pushback, and they're getting more militant because of what the police are doing. So then they show kids on these cameras like barricading around where their protest is going to be. Like they're putting up like lawn chairs and like garbage cans and stuff surrounding themselves. It's like, yeah, well, they're just doing that because like, you know, it's a reaction against what's happening. You know, I don't know. It's just, I can't.
Yeah,
the desire of some people, but I will say this. I'm going to say this though.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of The Daily Shoah on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, therightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions, create an account, create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
I actually have been quite impressed with the sort of pro-white side of this in terms of how the social media presence has been, that like there is a lot of people from a number of different tendencies and like the pro-white anti-Semitic side of things that have not taken this bait and are just like, nah, fuck you. Like a lot. And the thing is, just to be perfectly honest with everybody, I have a kind of anxiety about this stuff, and particularly the Palestine thing, that whenever that like it's going that the Jews are going to successfully be able to cause confusion on this issue. And in 2021, when there was a little conflict between Israel and Hamas, and I came out very, very strongly on the side of Palestine, there was way more FUD and way more like pro-white people being like, brown people this, brown people that. That seems to have like really been, you know, I know you seem cynical about it, but I'm saying, I'm like...
No, everything is so much worse this time around. I don't know what you're talking about. People, like, the white conscious right is rushing headlong, like, let's do 2016 again. They're, like, all about... I don't know if there's just an influx of younger people.
I'm only talking about on this issue, the Israel issue.
Oh, yeah, there's a big alleviation energy right now.
No, no one has learned anything, and there's new people that didn't learn last time, and it's all going to hell in a handbasket. Like, there's no hope.
They have no memory.
Anyone that has any conscious thought about Israel and Palestine, they're like, they're going to vote Trump to get it done.
Is this what it feels like to get old?
Yes.
Is to realize that a thing happened people instantly forgot
it. Well, it's like you feel like you're making progress, but the closer to the goal you get, the worse everything gets. Like people around you just get stupider. You're like,
whatever.
Were you not around when this happened?
Okay.
What are you doing? Like, I'm like, where have people been?
I'm only talking like, about do you not, on this
do you,
issue.
It's like, do you not realize that 2016, like, all your meme energy was created by the feds, and here, well, not the feds, the Likudniks, and here we are again? And they're like, no, what are you talking about? Trump. MAGA.
I'm not talking about that, though. I'm talking about specifically on this issue.
Them college liberals. Yeah.
Specifically? No, dude, I'm not seeing that. Again, like, I'm seeing that from dumbass conservatives. From people who are, like, pro-white,
yeah,
anti-Semitic.
Dumbass conservatives.
I just don't agree with you. No, I am seeing a significant... Like, what I'm telling you is...
Yeah, you're talking to our fans. I know, they're smart.
No, I'm not just talking to our fans. There's, like, thousands of people on Twitter doing this. Like, hundreds of thousands of them. What I'm saying is, the Israel issue specifically, in the past,
they have actually spread all
kinds of FUD very much easier on that issue than they are able to do now. Like, they are not actually able to get the FUD through, even using, like, the leftist protester thing, which is always... like a weak point, and I'm not talking, I don't care about the general conservative people are retarded, always have been, always will be. I don't care, we're just going to make fun of them. I'm talking about this niche, like, and the shit, like the Gavin McGinnis is out here trying to tell you that, like, these people are all anti-white, and everybody is shitting on him. Like, Ian Miles Chong, same thing. Like, they're not actually able to get, like, the younger, and even if these people are going to vote for Trump, that's stupid, fine, but I'm saying, on the issue of Israel, they cannot get these people, even using the bait of, like, look at these leftist protesters, which would have worked and was even working like 2-3 years ago. That tendency has been significant, and I'm actually quite surprised and impressed with that. Legitimately, I know you want to be like blackpilled and everything, and you want to just like shit on these people all the time, but I'm just telling you what I'm actually observing, that this landscape on this issue is way better than it has been in a while, and I'm actually impressed with a number of people who are not taking that stupid bait about the protesters are leftists. And whenever I do see people that take it, they get shit on fast and hard. Like, I'm just saying that.
I would agree that among the younger, at least on the Twitter side of things, the Twitter online right, the younger ones are just hammering like this boomer bloviation about the protests and all this shit because it is fucking incoherent and stupid.
Yeah.
Because I will see the bloviation accounts simultaneously cry about money going overseas to wars and then also shit on anti-war protesters. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, yeah, and the funniest thing is, like, I'll see some people who kind of, like, straddle both worlds. Like, they kind of, like, have one foot in the boomer bloviation world and another foot in, like, the anti-Semitic world. And they'll try and do the bit of, like, well, okay, but sure, like, they're anti-Semitic, but also, you know, they don't like, they don't like Israel, but they hate YouTube, white man, all that stuff. And people are like, yeah, fuck you, shut up, fuck you, just, like, get on board, like... And I'm just saying, like, that is not a development that you would have seen even, like, 3 years ago when this happened before. Well, not nearly this big, but when that was going on, and when I was doing, like, you know, pro-Palestine stuff, and then, like, the Thuletide shit was hitting with people. Like, they were actually, like, listening to that. Like, oh, but they're leftists. That's not working this time. And I'm just saying, like, I'm happy about that. If nothing else, I'm happy about that. Even if these people get, like, suckered into voting Donald Trump, like, that's really stupid and they shouldn't do that. But just the fact they're not taking that bait is something.
Soros is a second generation atheist who helped Nazis round up the Jews. Calling him a Holocaust survivor is like calling Mengele a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, see that. But see, the thing is, like,
he's like, he's like arguing with Brian Krasenstein. It's like, Gavin, like, shut the fuck up.
Yes, Gavin's a retard. Like, Gavin is having a very difficult time corralling people on that stuff.
Someone just wrote base George Soros? Like, no.
No. George Soros is not... These protests, like... Dude, you want to know what's funny? You want to know how fucking dumb and American-brained, like, these dumb conservatives that support Israel are?
There you go. Soros is not an atheist. I'm sorry, go on.
You want to know how dumb these... well, Soros isn't an atheist. He's a fucking Jew, and he's not funding the Palestine protests. He funds, like, a bunch of progressive shit, and, like, see people that are also involved in that. Some of them are involved in these protests. That's all it is. Like, the protests aren't even being, like, funded. Like, what funding do they need? They're just sitting on campuses. But, shit, I forgot what I was going to say. I completely forgot what I was going
to
say.
I was trying to find the McInnes tweet, but I can't.
Which one particularly?
I don't know, the one when he was saying stupid shit about Jews. Just almost every one.
Oh, that's like every single one. Oh, dude, that Howard Stern shit. We could maybe look at that. That's absolutely pathetic.
Was it Brandon?
Howard Stern is like breaking down crying, like praising Joe Brandon.
So cringe. Why would he do a thing like that?
Yeah. I don't know, because he's a Jew. He's a Jew, and like he doesn't. There's nothing funny anymore. You should actually play this.
But like this, but this. Does Bowden really do much with Jewish interests? I mean, it's kind of like he does kind of like clandestine. I guess, is Howard like tuned into the clandestine?
Dude, state nature does, of that? Does Biden do anything with Jewish interests? Are you joking?
Like loudly and proudly?
Yes.
Not like Trump does.
No, dude. Did they do it fucking equally? I mean, it's like of a slightly different flavor, but the bloviation isn't like the only style of politics. Like
Howard being, I don't know.
Well, they don't really see these people care more about policy. Like the bloviation is unimpressive to them. Like
I don't see Howard Stern as someone who cares more about policy. See, I see him kind of like a village idiot type. I guess that maybe that's the mistake I'm making.
He's always been pretty political. He just like covers it behind like retarded stuff. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. He's never been like conservative. He's always been like I liked whichever one.
Can I tell you
better.
A fantasy I had? If you, sure. I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. Yeah. I'm happy to debate him.
Oh my God. This is how I would handle it. Tell me if I'm nuts. Well, I am nuts. But tell me if this is accurate. I would stand there on stage with Trump, and I would repeat over and over again. Excuse me. Please find me 11,000 votes so that I can win the election. I would just repeat that over and over again. And then I'd say to the audience, what are we debating? a man picked up the phone and wanted to say, fake the election, give me 11,000 votes. I don't know how any American who loves this country, that's the end of the debate. You don't get to run if you're going to fix an election.
On January 6th, when...
I mean, he's got a point. You shouldn't be allowed to run if you're fixing it. It's anti-democratic. Is that what Trump did? Did Trump call up? He called up like, what they have, like DoorDash for votes? Like, someone deliver me 11,000 votes.
I mean,
did that happen? I mean, I'm just going along with that happened.
I mean, I'm sure that
I'm not getting suckered into like knee jerk. That didn't happen, Howard. You're misguided. Like, fuck that. That happened. That's what Trump did.
But, I mean, I don't just trust them automatically. I don't know. I've heard that, but I never looked into it.
I don't know what this means.
I just don't give a fuck.
My understanding is like, I don't know. Like, having reverence for the democratic process of this country is the real... That's, like, the real joke. Like,
yeah, that's what's gay about all of this. That's like, the real thing. In a way, it's almost shit. Like, yeah, no, like, fix this dumb fucking thing. But, like, but also, like, maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but, like, I don't know. This is fake. Like, this is bullshit.
What's Joe going to say about January 6th?
January 6th, when they were storming the Capitol.
And a police officer died.
Yeah, and he would say nothing.
He was sitting in
that office off the that dining area off the Oval Office for 3 hours and said nothing. I was supposed to make a speech on the economy that day. Instead, I made a speech from Delaware.
What have we ever done? We missed that.
This is Delaware. Hi, I'm in Delaware.
On that issue. Because I was elected president, but I wasn't sworn in yet. It was derelict. It was almost criminal. He did nothing. He just sat there and watched what was happening.
Now tell me about what he did over the summer of 2020.
He sat there
and did nothing.
Not a single, and now he wants to call, he calls them patriots and victims, and I mean, and says he's going to pardon them all if he's reelected.
Why didn't he just pardon them all that day?
Yeah, he should have pardoned them
all that
day.
Why was there strings attached? Like, he didn't pardon anybody.
He's not pardoning anybody, but it's also like, I do get ill and sick to my stomach with these fucking libtards talking about the sanctity of democracy. I'm like, fuck you.
It's like,
fuck you.
It's fucking fake.
Yeah.
Democracy's not real.
Yeah.
Nothing that you care about is up for... I mean, we've been over this a million times.
I had a fucking really good point, but I totally forgot on it.
That's not the Howard clip that I'm... There's a Howard clip where he's absolutely...
There's another one where he's like...
he's absolutely, like, bawling, like, licking the nuts of Biden. And
yeah,
it's fucking
Anthony
funny.
Anthony had that one where he's talking about Ukraine and Israel shit, and he's just absolutely, like...
But, I mean, like, isn't the Jewish take with Biden supposed to be, like, you're not letting Israel do its thing?
Depends which
Jew
you're
the bad
talk
guy.
To.
Like, that's what I was saying. Like, is I'm surprised that, like...
No, dude, it really depends which
Howard
Jews you're talking
down.
To. Like,
yeah.
if you're a Netanyahu stan, like, yes, you're blaming Biden and all this shit for not doing enough. If you are like, if you're like the optics Jew, you love it because right now in Israel there's this problem they're having because they're like there's this deal on the table, right? And the deal is supposed to be to return hostages, and the one side of the equation is actually at the point where they like have understood that Israel's military options are basically exhausted at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the Benny Gantz is saying, like, you know, my side of things is going to quit the government if you come to an agreement that doesn't include ending the war. And then the other side, like the Ben-Gvir type people, are like telling Netanyahu, my side is going to quit the government if you come to an agreement and you do end the war, if you don't do the Rafah operation. So basically, this is now something they're fighting over. And the reason that the smarter Jews, the Benny Gantz type Jews or whatever, they are realizing that, hey, you know, we are up against a strategic dead end here. There's nothing left to do in Gaza except further alienate and isolate ourselves and make ourselves hated and make any diplomatic agreement with us impossible. Like, already, like, frankly, there are arrest warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu around the world for being a war criminal, right? Like, they have lost diplomatic ties with everyone, even like European countries, which I know they're colonies of America. It doesn't really matter. But they have sort of symbolically, like, distanced themselves from the Israeli government over this stuff. Any country in, like, the BRICS sphere, all the Arab countries, like, no one's going to ever do business with them. No one wants anything to do with them. They're totally reliant on like largesse from America at this point, totally isolated. And the only thing they can do is actually carry out the genocide and ethnic cleansing of Gaza. That, if they're not going to do that, they might as well stop now. That's the calculation that the Benny Gantz type people have made, that like we can't do it. Iran also has a deterrent. I mean, you saw Iran deter the shit out of Israel. They were flipping out about it. They were absolutely losing their shit. But they did. They deterred them because the Israeli response to that was nothing. And so what are they going to do? Their only option militarily is just genocide. And if they do that, that's going to cause all kinds of problems. And it might even cause a split within America. Not because it's something that like Joe Biden wants or any of the politicians want, but just because it would be so outrageous to huge numbers of people that like it would be politically untenable. Getting America into a war with Iran, politically and militarily untenable. They don't have any options. The best option for Israel is get the hostages back, end the war, and create some fucking security arrangement that's totally brutally oppressive to the Gazans, but no one is going to see and no one's going to talk about because you can easily ignore it because it won't be in your face. People getting blown up all the time. That's where they're at. And so the retarded fucking right wing in Israel is like, no, we want, no, let's do now. Like they're like, we are not going to be happy with any deal that does not include the Gazans getting kicked out and us settling that territory and making it part of greater Israel. That's where they are. And so, you know, that's why you're seeing things like Joe Brandon being critical of Israel or seeming to be critical. It all depends on what side you're looking at. So there's a very strong current of Jews that want the second option. They want the first option. They want the peace deal with, they want some just peace deal with Hamas. It's a loss, but they're confident they can use their media to spin it as a win and maybe pin it on Netanyahu. And
buy their time.
And buy their time and wait for another thing, right? Because already we have Gaza like basically being unlivable. They're probably hoping that they can coax people to leave through other means once sort of a peaceful thing is established through just like a brutally oppressive security regime around the borders. And people will eventually like slowly just trickle out and just like a slow burn, right? Just like they're going back. They want to go back to that because they can't do it quickly because they just get too much resistance. So, but the fucking retards, the rightoids are like, no, we're not going to be happy until we get to settle Gaza. So they're all gone and we get to settle. That's it. So that's the fight going on. So Netanyahu, one way or the other, whatever way he decides, he's going to lose his government and there's going to be new elections. He'll probably end up doing what the, for lack of a better term, liberal side wants, because that is actually the better option, or really the only option, because if he tries to continue the war and he loses his government, then they'll get a new government and that will stop it. So it's like he might as well do that. So I'm not sure how all this is going to turn out. You never know. But that's a fight they're currently having. At the very least, the Benny Gantz type niggas want them to agree to this deal. What they'll do later on, obviously, a deal with Jews is only temporary while they regroup and get advantage over you later on. But they, like, right now, our best option is, like, some kind of deal of, like, hostages for peace or the appearance of that. Or maybe they'll do that and then they'll say, look, oh, look, the Palestinians didn't hold the deal, and they'll go, whatever, right? But that's where they're at. So, again, the whole idea of, like, Joe Brandon, like, holding back Israel, or it's not real. He's just speaking for that side of things, right? He's just speaking for that tendency. And so, no, he's not. And he talks all the fucking time. Dude, you could do a supercut of Joe Biden talking about how dedicated he is to these Jews and the Israeli people, and to, like, you could find that.
Those are just words, Joseph.
He says it all the time, you know? And Howard
Those
Stern,
are just words. Empty platitudes.
And inside...
Send us nukes.
Inside the Jewish community, there's absolutely vicious... Their disagreements with each other are absolutely fucking vicious. Like, and it trickles out sometimes onto the printed page or the printed screen, and you see this stuff. So, yeah. So, yeah, no. This idea that, like, Joe Biden is what, in some way challenging Israel? No, he's speaking for one faction. The thing is, in America, actually, there's a very loud... I think that America and Israel are probably the only places where there's an incredibly loud, like, neocon pro-Israel. They're probably in Britain, too. I would say in Britain this also exists, but I don't think it exists in any other countries. There's an incredibly loud, bloviating, like, neocon pro-Israel right that's just, like, always wants more and more and more war. And, like, at any cost, the worst thing is stopping the war. Which, you know, there was funny. There was a guy who criticized Jews for this in 1938. After the Munich Peace Conference, in which the European powers agreed to let the Germans control the Sudetenland and also, like, abide by the Anschluss with Austria, both of which were against the treaties after World War One. Hitler said something like this in a speech. I wish I could find the exact quote. It's hard to find good Hitler quotes because it's like you only ever get stupid ones. Something along the lines of, like, you would think that peace was like the worst thing from listening to these people talk. Like, you would think peace was like the absolute worst thing. Like, we came, like, this is a good deal. Like, the Munich Peace Conference was good. We could have avoided World War II. There you go. Like, Germany and Austria were united. Sudeten Germans reunited with their homeland. No war, no massive violence. Like, the worst that happens, we got a few riots in Czechoslovakia. Just put those down. Like, we're good.
Yep.
We don't need to go further. But no. So, you know.
You sound like an appeaser.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm an appeaser. Yeah, Hitler should have been appeased.
Listen, if you appease your enemy, how are you supposed to have, like, the wholesale slaughter of an entire generation of men that have no idea what's going on?
Back then, as today, they always bloviate again. Again, the bloviation, like, Jews are always leveraging bloviators. Like, what the fuck is the interest of the average British or European person in, like, not appeasing him? Like, what the fuck do you care? And this was a big problem they were having because a lot of people were coming to that conclusion. Just average people, like, what the fuck do I care what Hitler's doing on the like, it's legitimately not my business. Or, like, you are, like, appeasing, but appeasing for what? And, of course, Hitler was also very skilled in presenting this along democratic norms, because it was democratic what he was doing. And he was trolling them because he was like, well, let them vote then. Why don't we let them vote and abide by the vote and then we'll avoid conflict? And they were like, God damn it. Can't do that. Anyway. Yeah, no, it's the same, that whole, like, appeasement thing. Because the thing is, they never answer the question or even pose the question or even let you think of the question. What's my interest in, like, not appeasing this? Like, appeasing Saddam Hussein? Like, think about how absurd that was.
Some kind of abstract principle that you're violating. That right, but no. Actually matter.
The abstract principle is you don't appease. But right. But it's like, what is the appeasement of and over? What is the issue? What is even going on? And it's like, appeasing Saddam Hussein means just, like, not invading Iraq. But
letting him have Kuwait. Who cares? Remember that one?
Yeah, but even that was, like, first of all, I would have been like, yes, fine. Let him have it. Who cares?
I feel like, was Kuwait his in the first place? Wasn't there some controversy about how that, like, broken off?
They're, like, stealing oil.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it was also, like, maybe that was also bullshit, but it's also, like, who cares?
Yeah, it's really, like, who gives a shit? Like
honestly, Kuwait can suck a dick.
Do the borders in that area really mean anything to me?
No, they don't mean shit. They're irrelevant. It's desert with oil under it. Like, Hussein...
Are they going to sell us the oil? Okay. Basically, there's better odds that you would, like, interrupt the flow of trade of my money for gasoline with these people, but by not appeasing it.
That's what's funny.
Didn't really work out that way.
Well, that's what's so funny about the this black Marxist guy that everybody was arguing with. And this is why, like, again, I also, leftists are equally fucking stupid. Like, and this black Marxist guy was absolutely twisting himself into pretzels to not just say it's fucking Jews. And he couldn't answer, like, because he would be like, Zionism is like an expression of capitalism. I'm like, no, it's really not. And yes, Zionists are capital.
Who gave you this stupid sentence to say, Negro?
And then he would say, like, he actually quoted a guy named Yaakov Shapiro. And Yaakov Shapiro said this. He said, Zionism is not an antidote to anti-Semitism. As they say, it's an antidote to Judaism. And
that's just
now,
stupid.
It's fucking retarded, but what he means is this is a thing that goes back. This is Yaakov Shapiro, I'm going to assume, some kind of red fucking dyed-in-the-wool commie, right? And he says this, like, because he's right, he's at the point where there's an ideological battle between Jews between sort of like, are we going to use, like, is communism our world domination method or, like, Zionism? Like, which is it going to be? In the end, communism wasn't a good one for them for various reasons. Zionism seemed to win out after 1967. But there are some of them that couldn't let it go. But this is an old point where he was saying, like, the point he was making is, like, Jews have an identity as, like, a transnational group of people, and Zionism is trying to make us, like, a national group of people. And there were some arguments early in the Zionist movement that, like, Zionism would normalize Jews. It would make them like other people. Now Jews would go back to a homeland, have their own country, and they would become like everybody else, just normal people living in a country. That never happened.
Why would that happen?
Well, like, I could see it be, you know, it was funny. Is
we have a country now. Let's let go of our grip of international, like, finance networks.
But what's funny is that if you go back to the early Zionist period and you even look at the things that some of these Gentiles that were supporting it were saying, now, they were also being influenced by, like, Theodor Herzl and Chaim Weizmann and people like that. But if you look at some of the stuff they were saying, they themselves were presenting supporting Zionism as a solution to the Jewish problem. So they were saying, like, now, also what they mean by Jewish problem is another thing. So you could mean Jewish problem in other ways. One of the way they were using it was sort of like the problem of the Jews, like, not having a homeland. Not, which is, again, a problem, I guess, but it's ultimately kind of the source of the problem. But that, so they did that, they saw that as the problem, not so much like, but they also were playing to people who were like, yeah, but Jews have come to our countries and create problems. And like, well, the Jewish problem, then they could present that as the reason they're here causing problems is because they don't have their own homeland. So let's give them one, and then they'll be out of our hair. That's like a very popular take. I've even seen it recently on, well, like, the right. You know?
The question to ask is, well, why don't they have a homeland? What happened to them?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
were they really fucked up weird people that got evicted from their homeland for being complete savages all the time?
Sure,
there were
but
problems.
You can also, again, the way it could be presented was the Romans did this crime like 2,000 years ago. These people are wandering, and now because of that, like, they do this. And the funniest thing is, like, that black Marxist guy. Everybody was owning this guy because he literally did the bit of, like, Jews became bankers because they were oppressed. Like, he was like, Jews were forced into being bankers because of various, like, European law. And everybody was like, you fucking literally did the bit.
Yeah, that is like the, I don't know how that talking point has survived so long. It's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Because,
like, these people were oppressed into, like, a prestigious, like, low,
it's like low effort, low
labor,
like
low
easy
labor, like high income, yeah, like, position. Not even that, just high wealth.
Like, they were like oppressed into just like passive income.
They all really wanted to toil in, like, fields and whatnot and do scut work, but society's like, how do you?
No, I know, and he was saying that the funniest thing. Then he was saying, like, dude, it was crazy. Like, the guy refused to criticize Jews for anything at all, ever, no matter what, because he was even saying, like, Zionism is like a capitalist, a fascist capitalist movement, which already we've got problems. And then he was saying, like, any Zionist would happily trade Jewish lives in return for money. I was like, no, you're wrong. You are utterly wrong. You're also wrong that, like, Jews that are not wealthy don't get benefits from Zionism. Like, you're just fucking wrong. Like, it's yes, some fucking rich Jews have tons. First of all, most Jews are wealthy, but yeah, they got tons of money, tons of capital, and they use that to pursue their ethnic interests. Like, how hard is this to understand? And even Jews who are not super wealthy, who are only, like, say, middle class, they benefit from those other Jews that are super wealthy. How hard is that for you to understand? Because he's doing his Marxist class war thing, which is like, poor Jews, which I'm like, yeah, show me one.
Yeah, right.
Show me a fucking poor Jew, asshole. Poor Jews and rich Jews are diametrically opposed. And I'm like, first of all, there's one place where there's poor Jews, and that would be like Israel. And they absolutely benefit from Zionism. The poor Jews in Israel. Because then he was trying to do my poor brown Jews in Israel. And he was talking about, you're talking about like Mizrahi Jews? Because those people are retarded fucking Middle Easterners who have been there and absolutely live like lives of wealth and comfort now because the Jews, like the Ashkenazi capitalist Jews came in and created a country for them. Like, they were just living in squalor with Arabs. Now they're rich. Relative. And they have all this huge military protecting them.
So it's like, what are you fucking talking about, asshole? And then he's talking about like black. I'm like, yeah, those black Jews aren't Jewish. The Jews kicked them out because they're just niggers and they're not really Jewish. Or they bring them in and they put them on the front lines of the IDF. So sure, you could say, yes, there's some like racism involved there, but that's not like the... It's just like, bro, don't respond. This is what I said to this guy. And so what I say to Marxists, like, and really anybody like this, I'm like, look, your ideology only argues by references to itself. All you're doing when I say that's not true is you point me to another point of Marxist doctrine. You never point at the reality of things. So your doctrine is class struggle, right? That the wealthy, rich capital holders against proletarians. So you need to believe that there is some class fucking interest between like a non-capital owning Jew in Israel and like a non-capital owning Palestinian and a non-capital owning white person in America. Like, in fact, the reality is the non-capital owning Palestinian and non-capital owning white person have some amount of shared interest, but it's only in like getting rid of Israel. Other than that, like, really, it doesn't matter after that, right?
It's fucked up to like, you got this like one stupid nigger and they're using him as like a lightning rod. Like, ah, look, see, look. This whole endeavor is now irreparably destroyed by this one black guy and his dumb opinions. Like,
well,
just hold him up as like an example of everything that's wrong with the Palestinian advocacy movement.
That wasn't really happening. Now, there was a black guy they were doing that with, but this black... what I'm doing is I'm illustrating
I may have my black guys
confused
because they do look very, very similar.
Well, this was like Philly's black Marxist guy. Philly's black Marxist guy, we just got into an argument with us, with me, really, and then
I'm talking about the one that was, what was he was doing some rhetoric that was a little too spicy.
Yeah, we'll talk, I want to talk about that, actually, in a second, but...
That's what I'm talking about, because the Jews, of course, were like, oh, God, see, they're trying to genocide all of us.
Yes. Okay, we could just flip over to that. I was just talking about how Marxism, how this fucking... Jews even have their grips still, like, into this leftist stuff. And that's
sort of flat-footed on this. They're like, what do we, what are we going to do with this?
Well, the funny
thing
is, they
don't really have a good angle.
What I found interesting about the whole conversation was how he couldn't ever criticize Jews, and he had actually a lot of doctrinal points of Marxism that it feels to me are kind of like specific carve-outs for the Jewish issue, because they are matters of doctrine. And it's like, it seems like they were developed specifically to avoid this one issue. The funniest thing he said, we'll get to that, the gay queer guy at Columbia in a second.
That's the one.
Yeah. The funniest thing this black Marxist guy said was, he says, like, he has a thread on Hamas, which I totally agreed with, where he's like, people that are saying, like, free Palestine from Hamas, like, don't get it. Like, the Palestinian people are not fighting against Hamas. They're fighting with Hamas. Hamas represents them in the armed struggle against Israel. So if you're trying to say free Palestine from Hamas, what you're doing is you're saying disarm the Palestinians. Like, you know, he was right about all of this, right? Like, he got all of that shit right. But then he does this thing of, like, Zionism is anti-Semitism. But I said to him, you know, bro, that's exactly the same as people that say free Palestine from Hamas, but just from the other side. You're saying the armed wing of Judaism doesn't really represent Jews. It totally does. Just because you don't like what they do, and you desperately want to avoid being an anti-Semite, because Jews are the ideological forefathers of your entire existence, and the guy still fucking kisses up the Jews. He goes on reality TV and shit. It's fucking bullshit. Anyway, this queer black kid at Columbia. So get this. Here's what I saw. I saw some Jews saying to each other, and this made my antennae go up big time. I saw a bunch of Jews talking about this, because this kid gets kicked off the campus, or he gets banned from the campus. He's not allowed to go back on campus. Because he did in a video where he said, like, Zionists and all white supremacists, like, should not be allowed to live, right? He says this. What's interesting, though, is I don't really give a shit. Like, conservatives are going to react to that in a stupid way, right? We could talk about that. We've talked about that plenty. I saw like a sort of, how to put this, not really like hardcore like conservative Jews,
but not really like hardcore liberal, like actually kind of like middle of the road, like very much Jewish concerned Jews, but still highly influential. Like this guy who goes by the name Jewish Wonk, and he writes for The Atlantic and a number of other big, really sort of like mainstream middle of the road, like foreign policy, Atlanticist, NATO. Like basically he's like a centrist, right? But he's a Zionist, of course. He's very Zionist. And he says this. He says, I think it's a shame that a movement that is overwhelmingly made up of white, privileged, rich kids has taken a queer black kid, put him out in front, and let him absorb all the consequences of what they're doing while they continue their protest and they get away with it and they don't face any consequences. And I was like, I see what you're fucking doing, you fucking kike. And you know what? The funny thing is, here's another reason why I would say that the anti-Semitic right has actually been pretty good on this whole fucking thing. Because I said this on Twitter, and a guy immediately jumps in with a meme of, like, a Jew holding, like, a black and white puppet. Like, you guys fight. Fight, fight, fight. You guys fight. Please fight. And it's like, yeah. So, it seems to me that these Jews are starting to talk to themselves about, like, hey, let's see if we can split these protests up racially. Let's see if we can get the black and the white kids going at each other, and, like, maybe we can give, you know, some kind of amnesty to the niggers and only punish the white kids, because that's also ultimately what they want to do.
There it is. There it is. I saw a take that was that really left me thunderstruck. This is the Los Angeles Times. University protests dominate media coverage, obscuring the true horror of Gaza war. Now that's a good one. That's a good one.
Again, like,
you're protesting so hard we can't actually even focus on the real atrocities happening, so maybe pipe down a little bit. Amazing.
Well, I mean, I get it, but I'm also like, yeah, fuck you.
Exactly.
Oh my
it's like
God.
I see what you're doing here.
What?
Oh my God, someone who's almost not retarded. I was just looking at all these Patriot Front tweets. Like, there was a big push over the weekend of everyone tweeting the same picture of something else Patriot Front was involved in, and then calling them feds. It's just sickening. Finally got one guy. One guy finally writes, tell me again, why is Patriot Front the big boogeyman in our country? Feds or no, all they do is peacefully walk around. They're not burning down cities, yelling BLM or Death to America, or saying they stand with Hamas. They literally just walk around and say dumb shit. I don't know that they say dumb shit, but
they don't say anything at all. They should say they stand with Hamas.
But they keep showing footage of Coeur d'Alene. And what's infuriating is, like, ask why are they being arrested without their masks? With their masks on. It's like, well, they didn't take their masks off yet.
Like, conservatives are just retarded. Like,
it's like I'm sitting at, like, is this an op to get people to pass around, like, their doxes again? Because they unmasked, like, 30-something guys. And the only way to say, like, how come these guys still have their masks on?
Dude, there's no op. People are just retarded.
How come
dude.
We haven't seen this? Are the influencers tweeting this or doing an op? Absolutely, they are.
Like, I mean, did you notice
like the next just thing. All the same day, like all the same right wing or I don't all the I same right wing influencers are tweeting the same wrong picture with the same narrative.
Oh yeah, no, that's
no, it's an op.
That's
like, this
that's
is
that's
Wall Street.
That was
Wall Street
from,
Silver
yeah.
is like to my not like yep. like Patriot oh, yeah, Front. Yeah, I think true. They. I think Patriot Front did a march in West Virginia.
Something like that. Yeah.
They didn't get arrested,
right?
So they're all posting pictures of the arrests from Coeur d'Alene. And implying that they happened this weekend. It's like,
yep.
What is it? It's like,
they're, okay,
they're,
I don't know.
Also
I would
doing
say,
the
I could see,
again
though,
of
saying that,
of
like,
what did you say, Alex?
They're doing the self own again of saying things like, oh, you know, nobody in the group is fat and they're all
yes,
marching in
I
formation.
I saw someone saying that so emphatically. I'm like, is this a parody?
Like, none of them are fat. None of them.
I'm like, did you just write that? Like, this has got to be like a joke, right?
It's funny.
They've been doing that forever.
I interacted with a little bit of that, you know,
oh,
playing the, the left-leaning centrist as I do on the internet.
Playing the smart
and
person?
My response was like this. Okay, so if you believe in the Second Amendment and your ability to defeat the government, but you can't understand how an organization could march in step and have physical standards, you might as well just throw away your guns because you have no fucking chance of ever fighting the government.
Dude.
How are you going to do it? You can't even figure out how to fucking...
Conservatives see organization as conspiracy, period. Period.
Well, they just see anything as conspiracy.
Yes. Anything with two or more people doing it is a conspiracy.
Well, anything, they see things getting done and they can't process it. It's a really weird mental handicap they have. It keeps them totally helpless. And then is it learned helplessness? Like learned retardation? Like they cannot process effort, accomplishment, or work. They just can't. They'll talk about bootstrapping all you want. But when they see two people getting together and doing something, they're like, there's something fishy here.
They're the ultimate.
Like, why aren't these people sitting around doing nothing like me? It's really frustrating.
I'll tell you what I saw about that, which I wasn't actually looking at conservatards, because I know what conservatards are going to say about it. But what I saw was leftists saying, oh, look at this. Like, Gaza people getting attacked. And look at this. These guys marching around with no police. So America really is white supremacist. Zionism is white supremacist.
Oh, no.
So I was just like, fuck.
It's like, no, the supremacism is the Jew media that doesn't give you any context for the Patriot Front, so you can make that connection that doesn't actually exist.
Well, the other thing
is... Like, if they don't, like, if no, like, who know? I don't know if there was no police presence. Who said there's no...
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Police presence.
Well, they had that one little clip of them not getting molested, so I don't know.
That doesn't mean there wasn't a police presence.
Yeah, I'm sure that there were police watching it. I've never seen anything. I'm sure that what happened is the police saw it, monitored it, probably hung around, probably followed them around with squad cars and stuff, just kept their eye on them. I've never been in a thing, any kind of protest. I have never done any kind of protest in this thing. And I've done dozens of them where there weren't police at the very least hanging around, like constantly hanging around, watching, not necessarily doing anything, but just watching. Sitting there, they just pull a squad car up and they just look. Just wait. Sometimes they'll get out and mill about.
I just look at the people that have this opinion. These people that just watch various protests and have various critiques. I just don't like how.
Yeah, all
you...
they do is critique protesting.
But it's not even. But it's not just protesting. It's
protest
like what
critic.
Is what is your engagement with this system that you say is so wonderful?
No, they hate the system.
No, they don't hate the system because they work in it.
They hate.
They
critics.
Love the system. They're going to use it. They think that they love the system so much that they say that like their participate the January 6th was about saving it. Like somebody did the system wrong. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and to say that the Patriot Front are feds, like what's the plan to make the right wing look bad? It's like, you know, you look bad. Everyone thinks you look bad. Like there's no like you don't need Patriot Front to make you look bad. Patriot Front is probably trying to salvage something from the right for some reason. But like I just saw one cope where like somebody had the 31 mugshots and there were five guys that were like sentenced to something. Like, oh, those are probably the five that just got recruited by feds and they got trapped. So like, that's the honeypot. You have 26 feds and five dupes that get sentenced to something. That's the honeypot. That's what the feds are doing. Like, I understand that you think that like government spending is out of control and they don't get you don't get a lot of bang for your buck,
dude.
The government, you really think they? I don't know.
If you want to be entertained, though, the most fun thing is try to get them to explain how it is that they think they're going to ever oppose the government. Because every last one of them has like that 2A shit in their profile. And you're like, hey.
You're going to vote for Donald Trump, dude. They already know.
Well, no. Every 2A plan is like someone spontaneously is going to come to my property and threaten me. And then I will unleash my arsenal on those two people. And then probably get arrested.
See, I'm not. The thing is,
that's
like, kind of
what they talk about.
They all have this like.
That's what they talk about.
They all have this home invasion scenario in their head. But it's like the libtard that I pissed off on Twitter is going to come to my house and they're going to fuck around. It's like, no, they're not. That libtard is going to like get together with his libtard friends and they're going to do some sort of lobbying effort that's going to change the culture around you, and you're just going to go hide further in the woods. Like, that's what happens.
Yep.
They don't need to come to your house because you'll leave your house if a tax increase you don't like happens. Very simple. You know, they'll start rumors that there's litter boxes in your kids' schools. That's all they have to do to beat you. You'll leave town you'll be convinced of that.
They've got that self-defense fantasy, right? Yeah. And they telegraph it everywhere.
Right.
Like, yeah, you know, I'm waiting. It's like, yeah, we know that you're waiting.
We know you're waiting.
Nobody's going to come to your house.
You're always waiting.
Why would they? It's like, why would they fucking do that? They're going to do other things, much nastier things. Like,
right.
Having somebody show up at your house and try to invade it is probably the best possible thing that could happen, right? But on the other hand, maybe having them brigade your job, get you fired, that kind of stuff, dox you. Now, that's a bit more of a problem.
I mean, it's more...
No, we're trying to recruit your neighbors against you, and it'll probably work.
Well, it's more constructive that you just turn you into a lone voice on social media that doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, look...
That's really what's already happened.
These people don't... They're not thinking like that. This is the other thing. Like, I think it's hard to people like us who are always thinking about systems and like hating on them and shitting all over them and talking about how awful they are.
Yeah.
Like, these people aren't system thinkers.
No, they're
like,
not.
They don't think like
pure
that.
Pure reactionary.
They are the pure reactionary. Like, they see, they react, they assume, and then they, of course, somehow psychologically develop an idea that like doing nothing makes you smarter. This is a very common thing on the right. A very, very common thing is like, literally, I'm smart because I never did anything. Like, that is the most common. It's actually one of the most common things. And then, of course, this is a self-repeating spiral, because when things then don't work out or things fail, because everybody is absolutely allergic to any kind of group participation or teamwork, then they only get to be like, I told you. Hey, I told you. Yep. LOL, you try to do something. What a fucking retard you are. It's like, well, I guess so. I fucking guess so. Lately,
I was going to say, lately they've really been amping up the stolen valor thing with like their moral principles. Like, yeah, we've always been anti-racist. We've always been for gay
marriage.
Oh,
you know what? I got to push back at you. I don't know if it's always, but as long as from the moment I got involved in following conservative media, it was anti-racist.
Yeah, they actually have. I'm actually willing to disagree.
I don't know where maybe the line for that was before my time, but every narrative about race that I've ever gotten from these people,
it's Reaganism.
It was color Reagan was the time.
What about the Martin Luther King things? I feel like that's been a more recent adoption of theirs.
That's been as long as I've... And I started paying attention to it about 30 years ago.
I think this shit all got settled in the 1980s. Reaganism?
Yeah.
First of all, the way conservatism is now, conservatives right now that believe in it don't understand that it's new. Reaganism is new. It was like starting, percolating in the 70s, and it really became established in the 80s with Reaganism, and that's what this all is.
That is where
all this anti-racist conservatives...
That's where they merged individualism with defense of big business.
Yeah.
In the interest, basically, that's just the interest of capitalism, because now as an individual, you can't be in a union, you can't advocate for yourself, you're just subjected to big capital all around you, as an employee, as a consumer, you are just a cog, and you can't have racism in that, because we need to exploit from everyone, no matter what their background is. So that's what happens. So Republicans, conservatives, as far as I remember, they would make fun. That's where this is where the DR3 comes from. Dems are the real racists, because they look at black people, look at brown people, not as equals. The Democrats look at black people as people that need help because they're so helpless and they're so awful. Me, the big conservative, I say, you can do it. You can bootstrap yourself, brother. Doesn't matter what your skin color is. You could be every bit of a big man in this capitalist system as I am. That's what they say. And then they will make fun of the soft bigotry of low expectations. And then you get to have this like smug self-satisfaction of, I'm better at your principles than you are.
Yeah,
liberal,
you
now
liberals.
What? That's what they've been doing.
Or just the smug self-satisfaction that you bloviate about anti-racism, but you're a secret racist, and I get to just sit here judging you.
Never forget.
You.
Never forget.
Yeah.
Clarence Thomas. High-tech lynching.
Yeah.
That's the
stolen valor aspect to it. It's like, you didn't come up with those principles. You're just trying to hold the people who did to that standard harder than ever.
And, but this was all a thing of like, because now the funny thing is that a lot of these Republicans are Southerners, right? They're people from the South.
So maybe, hold on, maybe that's what it is. Because growing up in the South, I don't remember them pushing so hard on the MLK thing. Maybe that's why it feels more recent to me, because I don't remember
them
being so popular.
This is kind of the point I'm trying to drive at, is that, like, a lot of, like, the Nixon Southern strategy, right, where they basically took racist white people who didn't like civil rights, and over the course of a decade or so, they transitioned them into, like, corporatist, like, pro-capitalism, free market Democrats, and they totally squashed talk of race. And ultimately, then the forgetting in this community of where they actually came from became so. But the Democrats continued to think they were racist, because you remember you had Strom Thurmond hanging around. But then they're like, oh, but you got Robert Byrd hanging around, all this shit. And so,
they did this
transition. But the funny thing is,
the big right wingers would hammer Robert Byrd all the time for being a racist
they
Democrat.
Never stop. The Democrat socialist racist KKK Democrats. And they still do it to this day. We've been making fun of them for doing this for 10 years. Okay, we on this program have been making fun of this for fucking 10 plus years. But the thing is that the most pathetic thing is that they got Southerners, Southern Republicans, to do shit like, say, Abe Lincoln was a Republican and Democrats forget that. I'm like,
yeah, that was always a fun
and
one.
And I want to tell them, like, you know that you're fucking grandparents and maybe parents were fucking racist Democrats, you stupid fucking moron. Like, legit, if you're like a white Southerner and you're not like a recent transplant, because also a lot of the Republicans in Southern states are like transplant, are like conservative, like bloviating dumb conservatives from blue states that move down there because, oh, I want my freedom, you know. But if you're one of these conservatives, if you're from, you know, your family's been living in the South for a couple generations at least, your ancestors were racist. Your granddaddy was a racist Democrat, you fucking idiot. I've said this to these people. I mean, if you are doing this shit, your grandfather was a racist Democrat, guaranteed. And it's just fucking pathetic. It's pathetic. But again,
it's amazing to hear them act like their grandparents were not fighting against the schools being desegregated.
Your grandfather was throwing bricks at the fucking National Guard, you fucking idiot. Throwing like fruit and bricks and shit at the National Guardsmen. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're yelling about you want another Kent State. What about another whatever high school that was?
I would love another Kent State because, like, the people that were shot were Jews. But they're also, there's not going to be another Kent State. The reason is because they don't have National Guard drawing their rifles on protesters anymore. Because that's how you get Kent State. You get, like, a bunch of, like, 19-20-year-old guardsmen, drawing rifles on protesters.
What is it with
someone's fired.
What is it with conservatives and fucking septic tanks?
Oh, they can't do anything right. That's why.
So here's a real-life example of how the government uses the environment to extort money out of its citizens. This is my acre of land. There are many like it, but this one's mine. It's going to cost me $7,500, parts and labor, to put a septic tank on my property. But after I do that, I have to pay the government, the county, another $7,500 to come down here and make sure that my septic tank was installed properly. Well, hang on a second. Why do I need the government to come make sure that my septic tank is installed properly?
Oh, I believe you. It's because people will go out of their way to not install a septic tank properly.
No. I don't believe that the inspection costs $7,500.
Why not?
The inspection?
I believe it, sure. It's an environmental impact fee.
All right.
I believe it totally.
I believe the septic costs that much, but to have the
That wouldn't happen if conservatives weren't out destroying the wilderness with their shoddy septic systems. Like, this man, as a point of pride, would either not do one or leave a cement.
He would literally shit in the woods.
He would have a cement mixer buried underground like the Killdozer guy did. I mean, this is a common thing. It's like, this stuff exists because you people exist. Because you think that, like, this is all bullshit when it's not. Like, look at the wilderness around you. Imagine it covered in your shit instead.
I am the one with the incentive to make sure everything's running right. Because I am the one that's going to have
to... No, that's not
true.
That's
utter bullshit. You're not. You're the incentive to cut out.
Actually, you might have more of a point if we didn't live in a Jewish country. Because it is mostly Jews who do this Talmudic stuff and say, do stuff that you think is against your interests. You as a normal person, if this guy's a white guy, I can't tell looking at him in the video. It's like,
I think he's just white.
You might be right. But it's like, I'm sorry, you live in a Jewish country
where stuff like rules like this are to be flaunted, and they have been flaunted, and they have been ruined sometimes by bumpkin conservatives who just think it's bullshit, or by Talmudic Jews that want to make money. Or by having immigrants and niggers like running around on things like or owning property.
The whole idea, though, is just it's just like, dude, just get the septic tank.
Just pay the fee.
Deal with that shit if something goes wrong. Not the fine folks at the Pima County Office of Environmental Quality 25 miles away in Tucson. No. Me, that's going to be my problem. So believe me, I'm going to make sure that septic tank is installed correctly.
I don't have any reason to believe you. Because if it was installed incorrectly, like your sewage is going to seep in the ground and go someplace else. It's not going to be your problem.
Number two.
That's how it works. Like if your septic's not right and it's leaking, like it's really not, it's going to be someone else's problem down the line. That's why they have an office of environmental impact.
Why is it $7,500 because for their goon to come down here with a clipboard and a magnifying glass and make sure everything is good? Oh, because it's an environmental impact fee. So what, are you going to take that money and bury it out here? And then if the environment's ever having like a bad day or like behind on its bills, the environment can use that money? No, that money's going to go to the government to get spent on God knows what. But you Israel. See, they have to call.
Yeah, they're gonna spend it on Israel.
Call it an environmental.
I hope they spend it on kneeling but for BLM.
Impact fee. They have to call it the Office of Environmental Quality because that's how they get the useful idiots to come down and work for them. If they just called it the citizen monetary extortion
salary,
right?
Fee, they'd have a hard time getting goons to come and work. But when they tell these liberal arts graduates, "Hey, you're saving the environment and you're getting paid,"
I will bet you that the guy that does a septic inspection in your county is not a liberal arts graduate. I will bet you the guy doing that is not some liptard. There's all these fucking liptard, Ivy League liptards doing the environmental impact inspections in my rural county. I guarantee you it's just somebody from your county that just took a job with the fucking county because it pays.
This is like a major like moral issue.
Yeah, that's my other thing. Is like this just
like I'm supposed to rally behind
like, dude,
this.
I will bitch about fees and just prices
pay,
and shit.
Just pay
like,
the EPA,
the end,
dude. Just pay them. Pay the $7,500. That'll teach you not to step out of line.
I am kind of. I just want to say though, like maybe I'm just wrong, but it's that does seem kind of high for environmental impact fee. But whatever, I don't know. Who knows?
I honestly don't know.
Where is this?
He said Tucson.
Okay, so it's an area which probably has a very different environment in terms of like drainage and things like that. And yeah,
there's another point here, and maybe people will get upset with this or the one. You have an acre of land in the fucking desert. Maybe you should just move somewhere else. Like
right.
It's just
maybe this is why it was so cheap, bro.
Like it's the fuck yeah. You bought the land cheap because it's useless, and hooking it up to fucking civilized facilities is expensive because it's just desert.
But this is how these guys are. They're like, I didn't come out here to participate in no community or ensure that I'm not literally like they're not talking about imaginary pollutants, right? Like you're not talking about carbon credits. You're talking about your poop. Your shit and piss.
Yeah. They're talking about shit, you like, shitting and pissing and farting.
Like,
and
literally the
everywhere.
Worst thing. So it's like
it's wild. That's like the biggest moral issue for them is someone's trying to regulate me and stop me from just throwing my shit everywhere.
I guess you should,
but, dude,
you should run some stuff over with a bulldozer, I guess.
Also the idea that people have like an incentive. Even if people have an... I'll agree that people have like an incentive to take care of their property. That doesn't mean they do it. Like there's tons of people that just don't follow like rational incentives because they're dumbasses.
South, okay?
Yeah.
I live in the rural South, but I have houses near me that look like literal fucking junkyards.
Dude, you know who voluntarily upkeeps their own property because it's in their own interest? Liberals.
Libtard.
I mean, that's
well, it's
true.
Not even that. They also have a healthy interest in the community being nice.
Oh, they're more than happy to pay these fees.
And that's why conservatives
like, I understand that like a rising tide lifts all boats, and if everyone in the community pitches in together to make a nice place, it'll be a nice place.
Yeah, that's the rural right winger free rider problem is the libtards want it to be nice and they have to drag these fucking
yeah,
drag, along
kicking
with.
And screaming into a society. It's like you know.
they do. I mean, I've been in these like sort of like local board of supervisors meetings, and guess who it is? It's voting against doing anything.
Oh,
you gonna raise taxes to do that? How are we gonna pay for it?
Well, the other thing is, you know what it is?
You're
it's
gonna
boomers
pay more,
that are benefiting from socialist Social Security and socialist health care.
Oh my god, they get
like,
so much.
and are like just absolutely pulling the ladder up behind them. It's just like, fuck off, all these people, fuck you.
If towns around here were completely run by these people, they're like, you would run out of road salt by like New Year's Eve, and you would never be able to snowplow ever again.
An absolute squalor. Absolutely. It would look like
everything would be looked at as just like a waste.
And I mean, honestly,
yeah.
Go look around these towns as they exist right now. It looks like some like fucking Eastern European like ex-communist village or something.
Those places are nice though.
I'm also willing to bet.
They probably look nicer because these places, you got like essentially burned out buildings. All the businesses have been vacated. Like,
there's another thing that happens here. There's another thing that happens here, which is that, like, okay, so say the your county, because I think he's talking about something at the county level, right? They've got an inspector that comes down to look at the septic, and they hit you with this environmental impact fee, and that's high as fuck, right? You know why?
Yeah.
The reason it is because they can. Like, they need money, probably because the conservatives in your area keep making it so they can't levy taxes any other way. In order to just keep the county in operation, they have to do the bit where, like, all right, well, septic is something that it's a mandate. Like, they have to get it. So we'll tax that because they have to get it, right? So they are going to run directly up again. And the thing is, once you get your septic installed and you have that, you never have to pay that again. So it's a one time for any lot in the county that they're going to get that fee. They can't. The property taxes are probably low as shit or non-existent because conservatives tend to vote property taxes away. And then how do you operate the county? How do you have employees? How do you literally who builds the fucking roads? Because they don't.
You don't. Yeah, how do you have
a sheriff's department? How do you have any of this stuff?
I've seen them shoot down the idea of paying for like emergency services. That's a real popular one right there. I don't want to pay for no ambulance. I don't want to pay them to sit around doing nothing all day waiting to take a call. That's literally the kind of shit that comes out of their mouths.
We can only pay them once a call happens. So people should be sitting around waiting for nothing. And then go, and then only get paid literally during the actual minutes they are going on. Yeah.
That's how they think.
I know it is. I know.
It's monstrous.
The funny thing is there's an intellectualization of this kind of shit where it's like people who aren't dumb start spinning their wheels on this stuff in the libertarian movement. Mm. They start making up stupid shit. And it's just like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I used to participate in that stuff. That's why I hate it. Like, a lot of the stuff we shit on is, like, stuff that we used to do. Everyone understands. But now I've totally been there.
Well, now that I live someplace where people like this actually are in charge, I see how awful it is. It's like, oh.
I just enjoyed the theory selling of it. To be perfectly honest,
I just
like
walking out of your house to go home and there's, like, no street lights or anything.
I'm saying when I was a libertarian.
Oh, back then. Okay.
I enjoyed theory selling to own the libs. That's literally what I was doing. It was because I lived in New York City at the time.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, theory selling to own the libs.
You did.
But then I was like.
You know how right wingers are very pro economic growth, right?
I see children running about. Yeah, go ahead.
They stop being pro economic growth when they retire because now, see, if we put in local economy stuff, stimulation businesses, things like that, now there's going to be too much traffic and there's going to be maybe people moving in next door, that kind of thing. We don't want that.
One thing I'll say about that is that, like, legit, like, in America, when you're like, new people are moving in next door, you're like, oh. Fuck, is it going to be? Because what happened is, like, around here, the libtards around here, I was, like, totally on their side. And this is something libertarians and such would be against. Or at least, like, the Mises people would be totally against this. Because what they did was they basically used some stupid idea about, like, groundwater pollution to, like, defeat the building of essentially, like, a warehouse, 460,000 square foot fulfillment center / warehouse. Oof. Which legitimately, like, I could see, like, I was like, yeah, no, get that shit out of here. Because it was going to basically be a big fucking eyesore. All kinds of truck traffic would increase. And, like, God knows who's going to be brought in to work that. And then the next thing you know, they're going to need housing.
They're not going to go looking for the nice, like, local kids school to go work there.
Then there's going to have to bring in Somalians or something and have housing for them. And it's just going to be downhill from there. So, again, I was, like, all about it. I was like, yeah, water, not warehouse. That was their battle cry, right? And I was like, absolutely, yes. Because I was like, I know that this groundwater pollution crap is probably bullshit. Although somebody said to me on Bang or something like that, where I was talking about this someplace, maybe in the comments, that, like, no, that's actually a real issue. Like, these places do, like, pollute the shit out of it.
I'm sure they do.
Fair enough.
Imagine the septic system for that place.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Imagine it leaking.
I'm sure they would have some. Yeah, they probably were doing something, probably something stupid, right? But in any case, even if it was like that thing would not have done that, I would have been like, no, let's not have that. So I get that on some aspect, right? But again, you would worry about those things less if not for the racial problem in this country. Like community development and maybe expanding, you know, the businesses in the community or expanding housing wouldn't be quite so fraught if you didn't have the race problem, if you didn't have the feeling like, One thing I'm confident about the people around here, though, no matter what, is if they did try and do some high-density housing project or change, like, zoning laws, these people would fucking riot.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So,
I don't know, man. I think the locals in most of these places, if you told them, like, it's just going to be just white people moving in, they'd be like, no, I don't, not my town.
Nah, they know better than that.
I like it the way it is.
The thing is that...
I don't want anything to change.
Yes, true, but high nobody
high-density housing
ever,
is a loser. They got to do a lot of shenanigans to get that done.
Nobody ever proposes it in that way. Everybody all avoids that issue of who of the race. It's a subtext behind all of it, but like they, because it's never white people though. That's the other thing. It's never going to be. And then whenever the only time race gets brought up is when the Jew, like this actual now this movement called like the YIMBY movement, which is actually just Jews that live in New York City who are not. They're like yes in your back. It's like
yeah right.
Yes,
yes
in your
backyard,
backyard right. YIBY yeah. YIBYs. I think we already did this. I think we already did that fucking, these heebie-jeebies, they're the ones doing it, right? So they're like, no, it's, and then they're the ones that accuse people who want this sort of single family house zoning regulations and shit, like that is like being white supremacists. And it's like, they're not really white supremacists, they're just people kind of at the end of their rope clinging onto the last little thing that they can to try and keep like niggers away. And eventually, yeah, you Jews will defeat it eventually. I know that you will. You'll muster the power to overpower, you know, that. I understand the point that you're making, though, but it's also like we have this other issue here where I myself would be like, yeah, nah, let's not have any of that shit around. It's a problem because in America, you do worry that
it depends where you grew up. I mean, if you grew up in cities and you dealt with blacks, you're gonna be more racist than your average like country bumpkin right winger. Country bumpkin right wingers are far less racist than people think.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, they're not racist. But see, the thing is, even the liberal who is like anti.
Stop buying fake food at Walmart.
More IRL, like actually racist. It's where this libs are real racist thing comes from. You know, like in other words, they're going to understand what high density housing means and the behaviors that brings, and they're going to have they're going to have their own coping strategies to deal with blacks that they have come up with from living around them. So,
all right.
I don't know.
Let's take a break.
At least
I'm going to lunch.
I'm supposed to make chocolate milk for kids or something.
I'm going
to
go have some.
Real quick, before you end, I want to make the final point related to this before I forget. The idea that liberals are a bunch of people that are dumb and like always putting themselves in the path of being victimized by blacks, it's not totally true. When it happens, you find out about it because it's like some dumb liberal woman. She put herself in the path of black people, and she paid the price or whatever. It's kind of a story that happens, but there are millions of them that are living in areas like adjacent to blacks that have all kinds of avoidant coping strategies. I know this because I was like this, and I observed this, and I saw this all the time. Like, I was technically anti-racist most of my life. Yeah, myself and my friends, the people I grew up with, had all kinds of knowledge about blacks, where they were, how to avoid them, how to not get them angry, you know, everything. And eventually I just decided I'm not lying to myself about that anymore. I'm just going to take all that knowledge and just be open about it, right? Anyway. So, yeah.
All right. Let's move on. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Daily Shower, as racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la!